Reading further from the Gospel of John, chapter 4. Then his disciples returned, and they marveled that he was talking with a woman. But no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" So the woman left her water jar and went away into town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?" And they went out of the town and were coming to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat about which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, "Has anyone brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do you not say, 'There are yet 4 months, then the harvest comes'? Behold, I say, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for harvest. And he who reaps receives a reward and gathers fruit for eternal life, so that both he that sows and he that reaps may rejoice together. For in this is the saying true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor." And many Samaritans from that town believed in him on account of the woman's testimony. "He told me all that I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to remain with them, and he remained there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. And they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of what you said, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is truly the Savior of the world." Reading further from the Arcana Celestia. That food, in the spiritual sense, denotes everything that is of use, is because all man's knowing and all his understanding and being wise, and therefore all his willing, ought to have use for their end. Hence, the quality of one's life is according to the quality of one's use. It is evident that in the divine, nothing material is to be understood. And therefore, food in the supreme sense, that is, when relating to the Lord, is the good of the divine love for saving the human race. This food is what is meant by the Lord's words in John, "I have food to eat about which you do not know. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work." This work is to save the human race out of divine love. Amen. Here end the readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.